editor's desk, at the core of the Study Bible Project, Expanded Literal Translation, ELT. The Expanded Literal Translation, ELT, is at the core of the Study Bible Project. It is a fresh English translation of the Greek New Testament that seeks to reproduce the wording and structure of the original text as consistently and transparently as possible. Its purpose is not literary elegance, but to provide readers with a closer view of the underlying Greek for study and analysis. Readability. The ELT does not prioritize easy-to-read, idiomatic English over strict adherence to the wording of the Greek text. As a result, it may initially read somewhat awkwardly, but becomes increasingly natural as the reader grows accustomed to its translation approach. Consistency and concordancy take precedence over literary style. Audience. Dedicated to accuracy, the ELT is intentionally literal and technical. Because it prioritizes precision over readability, it is designed primarily for serious students of Scripture rather than casual readers. Method. The ELT seeks a one-to-one correspondence between the Greek and English texts. Every English word, that is, each unit separated by spaces, including hyphenated forms, represents a single Greek word unless it appears in subscript. Hyphens are used to represent Greek compound words to preserve etymological components, or when a single Greek word requires multiple English elements to convey its meaning. Greek texts. The ELT follows a nonpartisan, evidence-based approach to Greek textual criticism. Rather than giving automatic preference to any one manuscript tradition, whether the Textus Receptus, Byzantine, or Alexandrian text, it evaluates each textual variant individually on its own merits. The oldest extant manuscripts are not necessarily the most accurately dated, nor does age alone guarantee textual superiority. Likewise, majority manuscripts may simply reflect the repeated copying of an early but imperfect pattern. Each variant is therefore examined independently rather than accepted because of its manuscript, family, or traditional standing. Transliterations. Although transliterations can occasionally be useful, the ELT generally avoids them whenever they carry traditional theological associations that may obscure the underlying meaning of the Greek text. Whenever practical, Greek words are translated rather than merely transferred into English letters. Resources. The ELT relies heavily upon original language tools, including interlinears, lexicons, and etymological research. These resources help ground translation decisions in linguistic evidence rather than inherited doctrinal traditions or conventional English renderings, thereby reducing the danger of circular definitions. Strength. No single translation should be accepted uncritically, including the ELT. Every translation reflects interpretive decisions and should be examined in the light of the biblical text itself. One advantage of the ELT is its independence from established academic traditions. Rather than assuming conventional conclusions, each translation decision is re-examined from the ground up. Working outside of formal linguistic institutions encourages continual re-examination of assumptions that scholars may accept without question. While this approach requires careful research and humility, it also allows long-standing traditions to be revisited and overlooked details to be reconsidered. This independence is viewed not as a liability, but as one of the distinctive strengths of the ELT.